In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15, this is letter number 5491, Baruch Hashem, the first day of Sivan, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, Harava Goen, and Harava Chosid, with the titles here. We've had many letters to him, Ephraim Eleazar Sheyichya Koyin Yalus, from Philadelphia, and Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe says, first, I'm confirming receiving your letter, dated Tuesday, the portion, Torah portion of Nosoi, with the attached therein. And yesterday, as I was at the Holy Tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe with all the titles, I mentioned them that you included. And the Rebbe says, we know, since holiness never moves away from its place, meaning whenever it is, if you do it, even though it's a one-time thing, it's temporarily, it stays there forever. So the Rebbe says, anything holy stays forever. If the Rebbe, who was here physically, was praying and helping people through his prayers, advice, so same thing is, a true leader, a leader of Israel, even when his soul goes up to the heavens, he is still standing and arousing great compassion on all those who have a connection to him and their matters of that person, of those people. The Rebbe is still here now doing what he used to do, because holiness doesn't move, it still continues. And this was the day on Rosh Chodesh. So the Rebbe says, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was the day they came to Mount Sinai. So since today is the day they came to Mount Sinai, so the Rebbe says, I'm going to conclude using the time of the year, in Yonah de Yoyma, the time of the day, as the Rav, the Rebbe, previous Rebbe used to say, to receive the Torah, besimcha, and with the pnimius and in an inner. Okay, so this is the Rebbe's letter to him with blessing and the Rebbe's signature. Now there's a big long PS over here, a footnote. Apparently there was a his son-in-law was like a scholar also. His name was Yosef Geldzähler. I literally know what it means in Yiddish? Money counter. Money counter. Geldzähler stands for money counter. That's the
money. Yeah.
Okay. Here it's not with a test, it's with a dollar, Geldzähler. But in any event, his son-in-law sent the Rebbe some insights that he has come up, his dissertation that he came up. He sent it to the Rebbe. And this Rabbi Yolos apparently asked the Rebbe to share with him the Torah that his son-in-law has written up. So the Rebbe says, just to show you my dearness for this matter, for the Torah he sent me, I'll make a couple of notes quickly, because the time does not allow for extensive notes, but I'm going to make quick notes. I feel bad for this son-in-law who, came up with some big insights, and the Rebbe sort of, in a quick, by the way, takes apart. I'm not going to go through his whole dissertation here. There's a very long, complex... Wow. These are not footnotes. This is his writings that the Rebbe is returning to him based on what he said. The Rebbe made 6 notes on his thinking, on his thinking. And note number 1, and the Rebbe it makes the Rebbe, anyways, without going into, it's going to be kind of hard, but the Rebbe basically takes apart most or all of the questions, issues he has. And the Rebbe does bring up some issues. The Rebbe comes up with his own insight. I mean, that's for another time to go through that, because that is something which takes a lot of time to go through and explain. But the Rebbe comes up with some interesting, very interesting explanations in the Rambam, the way the Rambam writes it, you know, something that he brought up. But I guess the other person's ideas didn't go that far with the Rebbe. No, I mean, it didn't go that far. But the Rebbe does address an issue over there, and the Rebbe comes up with his own explanation. Like I said, that's not for now to go through that at another time. But one thing he did say also, just to mention one thing, the Rebbe shared in a previous letter, which we didn't learn. It's letter number 5224. That's in volume 14. That's in the volume that we still got to do. So over there, you know, he shares with the Rebbe that his daughter is marrying this Yosef Geldzeller, and the Rebbe talks about giving a gift for somebody getting married. What's the source for giving a gift? And his father-in-law passed along that idea to his son-in-law about the Rebbe said. And he says, I have a very simple idea. Why? He's explaining. What's his idea? Just to share what the Rebbe says here. So he says like this, because our sages say that when a person gets married, all of his sins are forgiven. Okay, so since all of his sins are forgiven, so that is like the situation before man first sinned. You know, when God placed Adam in the Garden of Eden, and then he ate from the tree that Hashem said not to eat from. And before that, there was no decree that you, by the sweat of your toil, you should eat bread, which means you got to work hard for bread. But before the sin, you don't have to work hard. So the Rebbe says, so he's trying to say to the Rebbe, the reason why you give gifts to the person, because since he's like before sin, so therefore, just like before Gan Eden, before the decree, Zeisapecha, the sweat, you get gifts because your livelihood comes easy. We don't have to. That's what he wanted to suggest to counter the Rebbe's explanation. But I don't have the letter over here, what the Rebbe explained. We have this idea elsewhere in the other letters. I have to find it. But the Rebbe says, if that was true, what you said, so in the Talmud it says there are three people that are forgiven for their sins. So the Rebbe's note, in note number 6, the Rebbe says, it says that a convert and one who becomes elevated to greatness are also forgiven their sins. There are three people whose sins are forgiven. One who converts, and one who becomes great, and one who gets married. So the Rebbe says, if we should accept your reasoning, is because that's like before your sin, so we should give gifts to a convert and one who becomes great as well. It wouldn't apply only that. So anyways, that's just to give you a note of the Rebbe, what the Rebbe answered him. But there's a whole bunch of very beautiful insights of the Rebbe, and you see, you know that there's no match, you know, to even try to suggest anything. And the Rebbe's level of learning is beyond. It's very interesting, but we'll have to make the time sometimes to go ahead and study.